The Gemara in Masech Kedushin Daf Chav Vav Amin Aleph quotes a brisa. The brisa discusses at the bottom of Amin Aleph karka kolshu chayevas bepeya. And even if you have a karka that's only the size of a kolshu, there's a chiva peya. And Tosfos over here makes a very important point. Tosfos says, when we speak about trees, so up to 16 amos around the area of the tree gets nourishment from the ground around the tree. But when we speak about grass, says Tosfos, when we speak about grass, it's three tefachim. It says Tosfos, not even really three tefachim. Tosfos establishes that the ikka yanika, the primary source of nourishment for grass, is the tefach on which the grass is actually is. And therefore, it has very relevant halachic ramifications. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Ohr HaChaim, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, Paskins, Motel Leilach Al Gabi HaSovim Ben Lachim Ben Yveshim, you ought to walk on grass, whether it's moist or dry, Kivin Shein Miskam and Litlash. You're not intending to uproot any grass. Begins the Shulchan Aruch. Avala Oichlam Begayin, somebody eats in a garden, Asurim Litl Yedei Mal HaSovim. They have to be careful not to wash their hands over the grass. Shemashkin, my son. Because they cause them to grow. They have no intention to cause the grass to go. Still, psikresha. It's considered psikresha. If water is going to fall on the grass, it's going to cause the grass to grow. And therefore, on Shabbos, we're not allowed to do that. Ava muta lahat ba meriglaim, the Shulchan Aruch does say you may urinate, or shar mashkin shenem tzmichim, or any liquid that doesn't cause the grass to grow, I don't have a problem. And therefore, concludes the Rama, okein toiv lahachmer, shloi lechel beginois, you have to be careful not to eat in the garden on Shabbos, im yishtamisham b'mayim, if you're going to drink water as part of your meal, it's difficult to be careful, to be sure that water won't fall on the ground where you're eating. And now we're learning that if you cause water to fall on the ground where you're eating, it's also on Shabbos. So the Masham, using the Tosfos in our sugya, unbelievable, Kol HaTorah Kula is connected, a Tosfos Masech Kedushin helps us understand our halacha and Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shin Lamed Vav, says that even though the Shulchan Aruch is telling you don't eat on the grass, but if it's three tefachim away, it's not a problem. Because as Tosfos just said, the halacha is that by grass, what makes the grass grow? Water that's directly on the tefach of the grass. But if it's already three tefachim away, I have nothing to worry about. There are Paiskim, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi, takes a different approach. He says that if the water is, you have to judge the situation. If by drinking you're going to have water that will ultimately hit the grass, then it's asur. However, if the water will not ultimately touch the grass, it's mutter. So this halacha is a very important halacha. And therefore the halacha is, for example, if somebody needs to wash his hands, obviously in a place where it's outdoors, but there's no problem with carrying, this is an Erev, even though he doesn't have any intention of causing the grass to grow, it doesn't make a difference. It's a psik reisha. And as the Mishnah Berura over here in Sif Katan Chav Zayin picks points out, Kim the Psikration and maybe it's a question of says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, the habit paiskim ice cream bam psikreshtol nichalei. Even by psikreshtol nichalei, the Mishnah Berurah says many paiskim amachmer. So certainly, in a place where it's not a person that you have any animosity towards, and you have no problem if his grass grows better, so then it's not even a psikreshtol nichalei. It's a psikreshtol ichbeslei. I don't care. So first of all, the Paiskim say, it's very hard to establish that a situation is considered psikresha delay ichbeslei. Because don't we all want that our friends and neighbors should benefit? So therefore, the line between what's delay nichlei and delay ichbeslei and a nichlei is not clear. Moreover, many Paiskim say that even if we are makel by psikresha delay nichlei, we're only makel that it should not be considered an issa deraisa, but it's still an issa derabbanan, and therefore it would be asur. So the question comes up: if somebody is going into a swimming pool on Shabbos Yontif. You're not allowed to go swimming Shabbos Yontif. He's going into the swimming pool because he's using the swimming pool as a mikvah. Or he's going into the ocean to use it as a mikvah. And he comes out and wet. So the water that's on his body drips on the ground. So if it's cement, by a swimming pool it's possible to be cement. So it's not a problem. But if it's not cement, it should be usher. However, the Paiskim give two heterim. One heter is if the area is saturated with water. So since the area is saturated with water, the water that rolls off my body really won't make a difference. And therefore, that's not considered that I did any maisa. So that would be a heter for, let's say, the area around the swimming pool, if it rained the night before. We'll speak about this more in a moment. So there we maybe would have a heter, because the area is saturated with water, so what I'm not really accomplishing. And by a beach, it's even more lenient, less of a shaila. Why is it less of a shaila by a beach? Because what happens by a beach? The waves of the water constantly hit the beach. Since the waves of the water are constantly hitting the beach anyway, so really nothing is happening. Nothing is happening that would have happened anyway. And therefore, there we have perhaps a heter to be made. And therefore, the question that comes up is, if this area is saturated with water, is there an isser anyway to make that area, that we have to be careful not to let water fall on that area because it's anyway very saturated with water and I'm not really accomplishing much? So the Paiskim say that there won't be an isser deraisa, but the reality is that who can really determine that even that extra water that hits the grass isn't really accomplishing something? So only where you could be confident that you're accomplishing nothing, that's where you could be a little more lenient. In another situation, we would have to be machmer. But taking this concept one step further, and this question comes up fairly often on sukkahs. People have awnings on sukkah, on the top of the sukkah. Now, sometimes the awnings are built well that all the water rolls off the awning. So there's no problem, obviously. But sometimes the awnings are not such good awnings, and water accumulates on the top of the awning. And now when you roll up the awning, the water will roll off the awning. And the area where the water is rolling off to is an area where there's grass. So what would be the halacha? So, bashkafa rishayna, it ought to be usher. But now we have a real problem. You want to be able to eat in your sukkah. It rained. Your taka couldn't sit in your sukkah when it rained. You had your awning covering your sukkah when it rained. But now, Baruch Hashem, it's not raining. You want to be able to go into your sukkah. And you want to be able to open the awning. And how are you supposed to open the awning if you're not? If you have to be concerned that the water is going to roll onto your grass? So, there are a number of heterim. One is the heter that we just gave. If it really rained significantly, so therefore the ground, as we just discussed, doesn't really need the water that's coming onto the ground. So that's one heter. Another heter is that it's klachiyad. You're not watering directly. And a third heter, that it's not necessarily even koichai, but it's koichai koichai, koichai koichai. In halacha, the halacha distinguishes where something is a direct result of my act versus something which is an indirect result of my act. So here I'm rolling up the awning. And by rolling up the awning, the water falls onto the ground. That's called perhaps koich koichai. And therefore, we could be maybe makel. Certainly, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, if, let's say, the area where the water rolls off your awning is cemented, but then the water, there's a lot of water, and that water will ultimately roll onto the grass. So we have the Das Torah, the Marsham, that we quoted at the beginning of our shiur, that says that only if the water is going directly on the grass, and the Marsham said that Chiddush, even though Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosei doesn't agree, but if he says if only if it goes directly on the tefach of the grass, does this issur apply? Otherwise, this issur doesn't apply. So there we certainly could be makel to roll the awning up, even though the water is going to go onto the pavement, which will roll onto the grass. However, what we do have to be careful is, let's say it's the summer or any time, and you're outside and you want to sit down on a bench or on a chair that's wet, and you want to roll the water off. If there's grass around that chair, grass around that bench, it's certainly usur. How about, however, if the grass, nothing grows there. It's an area where there's ground, it's not pavement, but nothing grows there. So there the poskim are a little more lenient, and actually it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is lenient. He says, there's no issur chayrish in a place which is not oimid l'charisha, and there's no issur zriya in a place which is not oimid l'zriya. So, in a place where there's nothing growing, certainly there's no chiyuv zriya, and moreover, the Avnei Nezer paskins, and it seems that the Mishnah Berurah agrees with him, that it's no charisha. The only time you could come to Harisha is when the Harisha could ultimately lead to a Zriya. In this situation, the Harisha cannot lead to Zriya, and there's no Isser Harisha. However, even though we're saying this heter, the Paiskim say this heter only applies in a place where grass never grows. But if it's in a place that grass does normally grow, but now in this season, the grass is not growing, the halacha is that it's asur. The only time it's mutter is if it's in a place where grass doesn't grow. And therefore the halacha is that somebody should not have an outdoor picnic on Shabbos if in all likelihood there's going to be water. And the Paiskim say it's not only water, it's soda. The only liquid that the Paiskim seem to be lenient with is, as the Shulchan Aruch says, urine, or maybe whiskey, not wine, whiskey. And some poskim say that you could also be makel with saliva. Saliva also does not cause grass to grow.